This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, last year, CJ Stroud, Will Anderson. That was one of, where would you rank that in most exciting days in Texans history? Is it top five, top three?
Oh, easily top, top five. 10, right? Easily top five. Top three? You're talking about exciting.
Yeah, exciting. Excitement. It's gotta be top.
Top three.
Okay. The Cowboys.
Well, yeah.
Win.
Cowboys win. Bengals win. Bengals playoff win. Yeah. And then it's right in there with those.
Yeah, for sure. I think it was probably the most excited that Texans fans have been. And I do think that the rough times before added to the excitement.
For sure.
So I think I think in a strange way, the fact that you had the disappointment of Deshaun Watson, you had everything else, I think it just kind of increased it, elevated.
Yeah, because we'd been through the desert, and then you see, you know.
You think CJ's moment kind of got taken away a little bit, though, if you think about it?
Like, no. Do you?
I mean, you know, they drafted you, and then all of a sudden it's like a pairing. It's not.
See,
it's
my
not
thing was like, holy crap, that too? Like, you know, you got CJ Stroud and you're like, oh man, because it happened so fast too. And you're like, wow, this is crazy. Wait a minute. That's a Texans logo up there.
Two of them.
Yeah, it's like, holy crap.
Do you think that there's like a hidden value in the trade that was made? Because we talked about it was a package deal. I think it was a package deal. I 100% believe that. Mm-hmm. I will go to the grave thinking that they wanted Will Anderson and C.J. Stroud, and they figured drafting C.J. first would be the way to go because if C.J. were the guy that was there for Arizona, then
the
price would have been higher. That's I'll go to the grave.
No, I agree.
That. Do you think that there's hidden value, though, in that trade in that a couple of things? Number one, your franchise quarterback kind of has a – and when I say took away CJ's moment, I'm just saying more so like pop. I'm not saying it made his night any worse. But do you think there's hidden value in a quarterback coming into the league with all that pressure, with everything that comes with being a quarterback, having someone that's shoulder to shoulder with him, going in there with him as like he calls Will Anderson a brother? Do you think that kind of adds value and maybe eases the mind or makes it easier for the organization to establish what they want to establish and CJ Stroud to be prepared to do whatever it is that he needs to do? Do you think that there's like hidden value there in that?
I think it's not even that hidden. I think it became a package deal and they became immediately the faces of the future of the franchise. And so, automatically that's going to take a little bit of pressure off of both of them. But moving forward, it's like, CJ and Will Anderson. So, yeah, absolutely it does. Here's the other thing. I think there is some hidden value in that deal last year that we're still benefiting from. And that is, no one knows what the Texans are going to do. Like, because they were almost predictable going into last year. You know, they had drafted some players in the, you know, in the later rounds. They had, you know, pretty predictable picks in the first round. And then all of a sudden this happens and you're like, holy crap. Now no one in the league, no one anywhere really knows what to expect from the Texans.
Yeah, I don't even think people are looking at him though, right?
Well, I mean,
it's not like they're lurking. I mean, I think people are looking at Minnesota and saying, oh, man, something's going on there. They need a quarterback. Yeah. My God. Oh, holy crap. Oh, Josh McCown coached Drake May in high school. Yeah. Oh, they got two first-round picks. Oh, Kirk Cousins is gone.
No, but what I'm saying is hard to predict. You can't predict what the Texans are going to
do. Yeah, it's hard to predict, yeah. But it's not like you don't. The only reason that it feels like people feel like something could happen is because of Nick Caserio's past
and that trade.
Yeah, but the other thing is I don't know that his past is the same. The situations are the same. Like in the past when he's made these moves, there's been I don't want to say it was like a trial run the first couple of years, but you're trying to get through the mud. You didn't have a first round pick, so perhaps you're trying to get a little bit aggressive to get guys higher up on your board. And then he had the two first round picks, so he was more willing to trade back with the Kenyon Green and then trade up with the CJ. He had extra equity. I don't feel like we know Nick Caserio. I don't feel like we know him. Which I think adds to your unpredictability.
Point. Yeah, that's my point.
But that's what. But when I'm I guess I'm kind of arguing with a ghost in here. So yeah. this is my fault. I'm just saying, assuming that he's going to trade up, I think is just as dangerous as assuming that he's going to trade back.
Yes, I think he's unpredictable. That's why I said there's still a little bit of hidden value with that trade, because that trade is going to make it unpredictable for what Nick Caserio does for the foreseeable future. You know, not just this year. Like, well, this is the guy that traded up and gotten the number 2 and 3 picks. You know, this is also the guy that has traded up 11 times in 3 years. So at the same time, he's also been very patient and he's traded back. And so I think there's a lot of value there to be unpredictable with what he's doing.
The other thing is it really him that's going to be the one that's being aggressive? In other words, is there a little extra nudge?
Mm-hmm.
From the face being D'Amico Ryans. D'Amico Ryans kind of telling you what to do. I want to ask this because we talk about this, and this it's fun right now because when you look back at how things were, it's not even like in a negative context. It's more of like a gratitude and appreciation for where the Texans currently are. But there's a lot of ifs. Like, if the Texans had the number one pick, would they have taken Bryce Young? If Deshaun Watson had never gotten the legal stuff, would they have traded with the Jets and perhaps drafted Zach Wilson? If Deshaun Watson never demanded a trade, would they be in a tough spot right now? There's a lot of ifs. What if they would have drafted Jonathan Gannon? Like, what? Or not drafted, hired Jonathan Gannon instead of D'Amico Ryans? Is it possible that we could have this same level of excitement? Because I think D'Amico's the right guy. But is it possible, had they hired a different coach, that we could still have this same level of excitement? Let's say it's Shane Steichen or Jonathan Gannon. Is it possible, or would we have to know who wanted CJ at the end of the day? Like,
I actually don't think it's possible. Because keep in mind what the dialogue would have been, what the narrative would have been. Oh, that's a Nick Caserio guy. You know, Gannon was a Caserio guy. He interviewed him the year before, even. And so I think there would have been a little more skepticism. And probably a little bit more, a little bit safer approach in the draft. I believe, and I have no reference for this in terms of like a sorcerer or anything saying this. I just believe that D'Amico Ryans is better for Nick Caserio than Nick Caserio is for D'Amico Ryans. Like, I think he challenges him.
I don't even know that Nick would push back on that.
Yeah. I think he challenges him more than he's ever been challenged. He has a different approach than he's ever been around. I think Nick has said some things that would make me want to believe that. Like, I think, like, he's never been around a guy that like D'Amico Ryans, and seeing that other opinion has kind of made Nick Caserio get out of his comfort zone a little bit.
See, I do wonder, you know, you get Shane Steichen. Which quarterback does Shane Steichen like? Is there still the excitement? I don't know. There is a certain level of comfort of watching a ball game, and on top of he's a really good coach, and just seeing D'Amico Ryans. And I also think his mindset – the guys had the resources to develop that mindset, but I think he helps Will Anderson and CJ Stroud. I think he helps them bring out their best. So I am with you. I do think it would be a little bit more difficult. It's just kind of crazy because we're sitting here, the way we talk about the coach, the way we talk about the GM, the way we talk about the players, like, it's just so positive. Ownership, all that, it's so positive. But just like we said, where Deshaun Watson and all the timing and stuff ended up working out for the Texans, it's also kind of crazy that the biggest scumbag, loser, weasel that's ever been in this town, the POS, Jack Easterby, I mean, he probably had a little nudge in getting Caserio here too, if we're being honest.
Yeah, somebody actually asked that on the text.
Which, here's my thing.
Would you go through it again because knowing how it ended up here?
Sure. I mean, yeah, whatever. Why not?
They weren't going anywhere.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
I would, but here was always my thing with that. Slime balls, con artists, they know how to latch on to guys that are good at stuff. That's how they get to where they're at.
Exactly.
Like, you latch on to Bill Belichick, you latch on to Tom Brady, you latch on to Nick Caserio. Like, there's plenty of scumbags, lowlives, con men, whatever you want to say.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Other than that, he's a pretty good dude. But there's plenty of those guys that know how to latch on to the right guy. That's how they get where they go. Like Buzz Williams at Texas A&M. He's doing a good job.
All of a sudden, they're winning.
Hey, Buzz, I was going to be in town. You mind if I come through?
All of a sudden, they're winning and in the tournament. You know, I haven't seen you in years, buddy.
Oh, yeah. I remember at South Carolina, Dawn Staley. She's my favorite coach.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of like, it's not like he discovered it. Like, the guy had been working in New England for 13 years as kind of Bill Belichick's right hand man before.
I mean, he was Bill Belichick's right hand man. So you think he's going to latch on to someone that's now a general manager? Of course.
Try
to make him a general manager.
It's just kind of good because the reason I'm bringing it up is because, you know how people talk about curses and this team is cursed and oh my gosh, this bad luck. You trace back, you know, 2021, like the start of 2021, getting through that mud, there's plenty of credit to go around to where the biggest debates that you have about the Texans now are like, well, what if this wouldn't happen? What if that wouldn't happen? What if that would have happened? What if that would have happened instead of, well, what if they would have taken Aaron Rodgers instead of Travis Johnson?
Yeah.
Or what if they would have taken Julius Peppers instead of David Carr?
Yeah.
What if Gary Kubiak would have brought in Peyton Manning? Mm-hmm. They could have won a Super Bowl. Now the what ifs, it's not, well, things could have been much better. It's things you think are as good as they can be. And what if it had gone the wrong way?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a great point because the Aaron Rodgers one is one that I've always kind of hung my hat on that as a what if, but they're still far fetched.
Yeah, for sure.
They're still very far fetched. Whereas now you can just look back and do those things.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing for me, and I just think it's interesting to see how it goes. And on the text line, you're getting people saying, well, you know, did Caserio want CJ? Did D'Amico want CJ? I don't care, because the fact that they disagreed and they found a way to satisfy both sides, that's a healthy organization.
Yeah.
I think it's actually better if one side didn't want him.
Yeah.
That's fine. Like, I don't care
that's
about that.
What
I actually think
about,
that's
like,
better.
D'Amico's good for him.
Yeah,
he's
that's better.
Making him think
they're balancing it off each other, and if you didn't want this, then it you ended up executing. I think that's even better.
Yeah.
Do you think it was a disagreement?
Yeah. I mean, I think half the room probably thought Will was the guy, and the other room, half thought it was CJ.
I don't know what.
Perhaps. I think them having that other first round pick, I think they took advantage of that. I don't think it was like a one or the other. Let's decide and get both.
Here's why I think so, Figgy. When you're trading for the, when you're angling to get the number two and over and number three overall picks, there's no way everyone would agree on that. Like you, in a room of NFL executives and coaches, it's almost impossible to believe that you're kind of floating this idea and everybody's like, yeah, let's go. There's no way. So there was a disagreement, but there was also the compromise, if you want to call it that, or whatever, that they ultimately landed there. And I think D'Amico probably was the most influential.
Yeah, and I think it's just great that they're all.
Yeah.
If they can disagree and come to an agreement, I think that's a great thing.
Yeah.
Screw the whole. What was the word? We'll put a bow on this with the word. What was the Bill O'Brien word? With gang. Damn it.
With who?
Alignment.
Alignment.
Oh my God.
We're aligned.
AKA, they shut the hell up and we do whatever the hell
we're aligned at the hip.
Yeah. AKA, he's aligned on my nuts and does whatever I tell him to do.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Alignment. Gosh, that was awful. Good Lord, that was bad. Oh my. Let's go around the NFL. Is this guy a slime ball or is this guy just misunderstood? There's a general manager who's been telling NFL prospects the exact same thing. Is he in the wrong? Discuss next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.